This Front Page podcast is brought to you by Ford and Voice Activated Sync, the in-car connectivity system that features hands-free calling.
On Tuesday's Front Page, big money for an underwater spine for offshore wind farms along the Atlantic seaboard. It could redraw the electrical map of the East Coast. Delaware's other Senate candidate is showing restraint. Chris Coons has avoided playing up Christine O'Donnell's more controversial statements. And the new generation of Chinese military officers is more suspicious of the U.S. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says Google and a New York financial firm are investing in a proposed $5 billion backbone for offshore wind farms along the East Coast. The 350-mile underwater spine could clear the way for wind power development. Its carrying capacity would be equal to the output of 5 nuclear reactors. Google and an investment firm called Good Energies could end up putting in as much as $200 million on the first phase of construction. The transmission line company behind the project hopes to get started in 2013. Also on Tuesday's Front Page, a look at Chris Coons, the Democrat in the Delaware Senate race. Republican Christine O'Donnell has given him plenty to pounce on, but mostly he's avoided it. His strategy appears to be she's generating enough ridicule on her own. Coons is the front runner. He's figuring out how to take on someone who in many ways is his near opposite. How he decides to do that will be clear on Wednesday when the two candidates face off in their first televised debate. President Obama is due in Delaware on Friday to help Coons raise money. Tuesday's Front Page also looks at the American Future Fund. It's a conservative organization based in Iowa that spent millions on ads attacking Democrats across the country. Like many groups in the battle to control Congress, it doesn't have to identify its donors. Tuesday's Times says it was started with seed money from at least one influential Iowa businessman. Bruce Rastetter is a co-founder and chief executive of one of the nation's largest ethanol producers. The American Future Fund's hit list points to a possible agenda. Most of the politicians it's targeting have a direct say over the ethanol industry. The new generation of Chinese military officers is more suspicious of the U.S. They, much more than the country's elders, see the U.S. as an enemy. That has the Pentagon worried. Military analysts say China may not want to take on the American military, but it does want to challenge American dominance in the Pacific. On Monday, Defense Secretary Robert Gates met his Chinese counterpart for the first time since last winter. Gates said the U.S. and China need to avoid what he called mistrust, miscalculations, and mistakes. Los Angeles is about to regulate something of a renegade industry. Food trucks may soon be graded just like restaurants. Times reporter Adam Negerny says it's a sign that this faddiest of food fads is going mainstream. Food trucks will even have to file route maps with the health department to make possible at least one field inspection per year. That's soprano Joan Sutherland, whose bel canto roles made her one of the most important singers of the 20th century. Italy's notoriously picky critics called the Australian-born Ms. Sutherland La Stupenda, the stupendous one. That was after her debut in Venice in 1960. During her 1961 debut at the Metropolitan Opera here in New York, she got a 12-minute ovation. Joan Sutherland died on Sunday at her home in Switzerland. She was 83. We'll go inside Tuesday's Times after this.
The Front Page podcast is brought to you by Ford and Voice Activated Sync, the in-car connectivity system that features hands-free calling. Just say the name of the person you want to call and Sync dials their number. With Sync, you'll never miss a call and you can keep your eyes on the road and your hands on the wheel. Sync is subscription-free and it's available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. Visit SyncMyRidePodcast.com.
Inside Tuesday's Times, an offer from Israel on freezing West Bank settlements, but the conditions led to debate about Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's motives. Times reporter Ethan Bronner says Netanyahu either wanted to save the peace talks or shift the burden if they fail. Netanyahu offered to freeze West Bank Jewish settlements in exchange for Palestinian recognition of Israel as a Jewish state. The Palestinians immediately rejected that. Here in New York, Carl Paladino is defending his comments denouncing homosexuality. He's the Republican candidate for governor. Despite an uproar over statements he made on Sunday, Paladino again said that gay pride parades are unsuitable for children. Here's part of what he said on the Today Show on NBC.
Young children should not be exposed to that at a young age. They don't understand. It's a very difficult thing. And exposing them to homosexuality, especially at a gay pride parade, and I don't know if you've ever been to one, but they wear these little Speedos and they grind against each other, and it's just a terrible thing.
In California, pot is about to become an arts patron. A foundation in Santa Rosa plans to use money from the sale of marijuana it grows to finance art projects. It's harvesting its first crop under California's medical marijuana laws. Its first exhibition opens later this month, featuring sculpture and installation works by more than 20 visiting artists. Some of them will help bring in the harvest. That's our preview of Tuesday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.